It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. This season, we focus on the all-time captains for the green and white. In the 60 years of Beaver hockey, many character traits have led to some of the best captains on the ice. R.H. Bob Peters joins us next on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. In the history of Beaver hockey, many players have been elected captains by the coaches and their peers. In 1982-83, Bob Peters went on a sabbatical. That left former captain Mike Gibbons to guide the team. Guide he did. The Beavers finished 36-1 on a season. One of his captains that year was Robin Anderson. Anderson had many traits that made him a great player, a great captain, and even a great referee.
Yes, he understood the game. He grasped it, the finer points of it, the skills necessary, and the effort and sacrifice required. I was not at all surprised to see Robin Anderson go on to be a referee. He had a calm demeanor about him. He had common sense. Chemistry major, by the way. And it delighted me to no end when I was watching a Frozen Four and more than one or two, and he was refereeing. I said to myself, hey, look at that. That's Beaver hockey out there, you see. He's from International Falls. That's hockey country. Yeah, they talk the language there pretty good, pretty fluently.
As a former captain, Gibbons knew how to deal with the captains he had on his first team.
I never attended a game that year, but they're good people. And they weren't going to be a problem for Mike. And I think Mike understood that, too. He was a captain. Mike was a captain previous. And he knew what had to be done by the captains. And so it was a combination there. They just were good people, and he used them well.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. BSU Beaver Men's Hockey on Mix 103.7 and online at BeaverRadioNetwork.com.